Hey fashionpreneurs, my name is Jess and welcome to the Fashionpreneur Diaries. Hey fashionpreneurs, welcome back to the Fashionpreneur Diaries. We are here for yet again another entry, and I am super excited about today's entry because we're going to be cracking down on Black Friday. So today's topic is my 2020 Black Friday cheat code. I'm super excited to get into this with you guys today. Black Friday is upon us. Tis the season to make a lot of money. And earlier today, I had did an Instagram live while I was getting dressed for the day. And I was talking about a few different things that I'm going to be implementing for Black Friday within my company, Irregular Exposure, and some things that we've been talking about within the Fashionpreneur Academy. We actually have these bi-weekly Q&A masterclasses every other Tuesday within the Academy. And it's actually exclusive to our students. And this past week, we had a really awesome Q&A, and I was able to share my promo schedule with my students, and I saw that it really shifted things for them. It really assisted them with understanding the importance of properly planning for Black Friday, but also making sure that you guys are doing this methodology ongoing. So this method really works for me. Of course, what works for me may not work for everybody, but I'm seeing the results within a lot of students already. So I'm really excited for you guys to try to implement some of these things. So let's get straight into it today, shall we? All right. So I want you guys to understand that this episode is going to be full of a lot of gems that you're going to have to take a lot of notes on. So I hope you're ready for that. So make sure that you are ready to jot some information down. All right. So when it comes to my 2020 Black Friday cheat code, I want you guys to understand that Black Friday is something that a lot of brands are scared of. It's also something that not every brand partakes in. So do not feel like you have to have a Black Friday sale. You have to do some big crazy deal. You have to do some type of huge discount or incentive. That's not the case. Sometimes Black Friday is just Black Friday and it could just be another day of the week. Do not feel like you have to discount your services or your products to try to conform to this whole shopping methodology of Black Friday, because all it is just a way to get those bottom line sales up before the end of the year. But it's something you could definitely take advantage of. Now, at Irregular Exposure, we actually have two Black Fridays. We have what's called an Irregular Black Friday. We have that coming up. And then we also have Black Friday. So an Irregular Black Friday is always 2 weeks prior to the official Black Friday. We do this big sale, usually like 25% off our entire store for the entire weekend. And we pick up on a lot of sales. We get to see what our customers are looking forward to for the official Black Friday. We don't promote the official Black Friday sale, however, until the week of Black Friday. You don't want to promote too far ahead because that will actually incline people not to purchase right away, right? And you don't want to miss out on those everyday sales you still need to survive in business. So we don't promote our official Black Friday until that week, usually like 2 to 3 days before Thanksgiving, we'll do it. Now, also when it comes to an irregular Black Friday, we start promoting that 24 hours prior. We don't promote too far ahead when it comes to sales because, again, it forces people not to purchase until the sale. So you don't want to promote too far ahead. But I would say at the most, probably like just a few days, like 3 days max, maybe. I've seen people do 5 days. Do what works for you. But for me, I know with our company, we need to kind of tread lightly with telling people too far ahead about sales because, yeah, we still have to survive every day, right? So we got to consider that. And also we need to consider the type of demographic we're looking to find. We want to make sure that the person that is shopping with us on Black Friday isn't just always the girl that's looking for a sale. We want to make sure that she's able to also shop with us when we don't have a sale. So it's really, really important that you guys don't promote too far ahead. All right, so when you do that irregular sale, so you guys could do your own version of an irregular sale, right? So we have our irregular Black Friday, which is 2 weeks ahead. That is our 25% off sale. It lasts for like 72 hours. That's that. You guys could do your own version of that. You guys could do a pre-sale, a Black Friday, kind of like a reload, right? Like something in a sense where they can get an idea or a concept of what's about to come. So you guys can do like a pre-Black Friday sale to see what people are interested in and what they're taking to. So it really helps us be even more prepared for the official Black Friday as far as what inventory we need to have in stock, what we don't have to have, and so forth. Also, guys, a lot of big brands do this. I don't know if you guys know, but Walmart has been having a Black Friday sale since like the 6th of November, if I'm not mistaken. It was definitely like the first week of November they started their Black Friday deals. Also, you got to remember, this pandemic changed everything for us this year, hence why a lot of companies are doing Black Friday sales so far ahead. A lot of companies were, their doors were closed for months. So they have a lot of inventory they're sitting on. I remember I was in Philly visiting family a few months ago, and I went to Macy's, and it was, I think this was probably around August. They had Easter products out, like Easter clothing, like clothing promoting Easter. And it was stuff that they weren't able to sell back in April because the store was closed. And they're still trying to get rid of it and promote it. And it was these huge sales and deals. Like, the economy is just all over the place right now. The fashion industry, the economy for fashion is just all over the place. So there's no right or wrong way to do this right now, y'all. But this is the time where people are expecting sales. And this is a great year for you guys to take advantage of it because of what this pandemic has caused. People are more inclined to shop. They're more inclined to shop minority, and they're even more inclined to shop for discounts and incentives this year because they need to save money. We don't know what the future holds. Like, I know California, we're almost shut back down again, honestly. So we really need to kind of prepare for that as far ahead as possible. All right, y'all. Now, with you guys doing that pre-Black Friday sale, right? Do your pre-Black Friday sale. It may be a hit. It may be a miss. It may be something where customers are like, I'm not ready to shop yet. Some people literally wait until Black Friday, hence why we have those two sales. So we're not fearful if 100 new customers don't come out of irregular Black Friday. Usually each year it does. It always turns out to be super successful. Who doesn't love a sale? And a lot of customers end up coming back for Black Friday. But if customers don't shop your pre-Black Friday too much, don't worry. You still have Black Friday. Black Friday is the creme de la creme, right? That's top tier. That's where we're trying to get every dollar. We're trying to profit. We're trying to see some success, right? So when it comes to Black Friday, there's a few different things I want you guys to consider. Now, with Black Friday, I do not do more than 40% off. I have two big sales every year. Black Friday, we do 40% off. And then we have one usually the end of March. And it's usually just like a thank you sale. And we do 40% off. That's the most you'll ever get off at Irregular Exposure. Now, the reason that we're able to do 40% off and not see a decrease in sales is because our markup is tremendous. We have about a 350% markup on our inventory, sometimes even 400%. So when we have a sale, the discounted rate is not crunching us into the negative. It's not decreasing and forcing us not to see profit. We have to profit. So make sure that when you guys are creating your discounts, you're considering your profits. You have to look at your margins. If you're doing a markup of around 250%, still 300%, then consider that. You're not going to be able to do a huge 50% off sale and still see profit. You'll be in the negative. And what I want you guys to understand is you can't just run sales, okay? Like, that is the easiest way to go out of business. If you're just running sales and you're not paying attention to your margins, it will not work. So understand that the whole point of Black Friday is a volume generator, right? The whole methodology behind this is let's get as many customers as we can to pay the lower cost instead of our usual methodology, which is let's get as low of customers as possible to spend as much dollars as possible, right? So that's kind of our methodology usually. Usually each customer comes to irregularexposure.com. They spend around $129 average. We're starting to increase that average to around $225. That's where we want our average to get to for spending. But a lot of customers spend over $200 with us. We want to keep that, all right? We want to keep that inclusivity. We want to keep that, right? But what we also want to do is make sure that we're able to promote and sell to those young ladies that may not be able to take advantage of that different rate, right? We want to make sure that they're able to still take advantage. If the rate is a little bit less, they can still take advantage. And we know that they're still an irregular girl. They're still considered an irregular girl, right? But we still want to be able to speak to them in the same lingo and they feel included. All right. So that's super important. So, like I said, I don't go under 40% off. We're going to do 40% off for Black Friday. That's going to be the discount. It's going to last the entire weekend up until Cyber Monday. And it's going to be super lit because we have planned and prepared. I started getting my Black Friday inventory back in August. And we get everything shipped from overseas. So we started getting all that inventory. We got new colorways dropping. We have a lot of new releases. And that's super important as well, guys. When you guys do Black Friday sales, make sure that you guys have new inventory for people to see. Make sure that it's not the same. Hey, fashionpreneurs, I hope you are enjoying this entry of the Fashionpreneur Diaries, but I wanted to personally invite you to my brand new masterclass, Wholesale Vendors Decoded. I'm going to teach you how to launch and develop your fashion line, no matter if you're looking to purchase wholesale or become a brand new fashion designer. We're going to cover it all, and it is very quarantine friendly, on a budget. I know things got super real, super quick this year, so I want to help you understand how to effectively launch this brand on a budget while in quarantine. It's still very possible, and I'm still seeing six figures a month, and I want to help you do the same. All right, so make sure that you register now at thefashionpreneuracademy.com. When you guys do Black Friday sales, make sure that you guys have new inventory for people to see. Make sure that it's not the same old stale inventory and it's new content to promote as well. So it should be something exciting and new. So on top of a regular Black Friday that's on November 13th, on top of that, In addition to that, we're also dropping new inventory that day. So we have new colorways that are going to be dropping. So you get new products on sale immediately. That is like double whammy as far as promotion. Same thing on Black Friday. New drops, immediately 40% off, right? So you have to be prepared with your inventory and make sure that you have new content and new product. Now, let's say that you're a store that launched recently and you're still in development, you're still learning, right? And you haven't seen the profits that you want to see off of some inventory that you currently have, and you may need to invest a little bit further into your current inventory. Well, you have some options. You can also consider goodie bags, right? So at a regular exposure, we do goodie bags sometimes. And what goodie bags are basically just some of our inventory that we may have had for a little bit of time. It may be some inventory that is top selling, but it's some inventory that we need to get rid of, right? So sometimes we have a top seller, but a size range may not be the top seller. For example, I know we have a pair of pants where the extra smalls always are sitting longer than the smalls, mediums, and larges. Our larges and extra larges always go first. So our curvy girls are always taken care of first. So we always have to stack up on volume when it comes to those products. But let's say I got those extra smalls, right? And I need to get rid of them. You guys can consider goodie bags and mystery bags. So if you guys have voluminous inventory that you need to get rid of, this is the time. This is the holiday season. Do stocking stuffer bags. I told one of my students the other day, she's doing a pop-up shop this weekend and she's really excited. She's doing a pop-up shop in the mall. And she was like, Jess, you know, what should I do to make myself stand out at this pop-up shop? It's going to be an expo. It's going to be other brands there. So I came up with some different ideas and concepts that she could consider. I told her she could do an in-person goodie bag sale. You need to do stuff to stand out. If you guys are doing pop-ups right now, you have to stand out. So first thing I told her, number one, was make sure you have a street team on deck. Make sure you have three girlfriends that can be there with you to support you and show up. So what I mean by that is there's going to be a lot of other brands there that are promoting, and you have to stand out as far as marketing. How about you have three friends stand at different wings of the mall, one on the east, one on the west, one upstairs, boom, and you are literally grabbing people up. You're giving them business cards and letting them know, oh, hey, girl, I love your look. I love your outfit. We actually have something similar downstairs at Chic Boutique. We're actually showcasing right now. Our table's to the right. Boom. When you get downstairs, give them this card. They'll give you 15% off. Now I feel like a VIP. I feel like I'm getting an experience. I'm going to go downstairs and check out what Shop Chic has, right? When I get to Shop Chic's table, what if Shop Chic did something super fun? It's the holiday season. You have to do something to attract people. It's been a crazy 2020. You have to do something to enlighten and enhance people's day. Something memorable. So what if you guys consider doing this? Have different size bags. Get bags off Amazon. You can get like a 20 by 18. You can get a smaller bag, like an 8x11. Just have different size bags. And you guys can do stocking stuffers where you can stuff as many garments as you can inside of the bags. And however much you can stuff is how much that bag will be you'll be paying for that bag. So for example, let's say that you get the larger bags, right? And you have certain products inside of baskets. And however much of that inventory can fit inside of that bag, that's literally what the customer walks away with. So they might pay $40 for that large bag. The small bag might be $25. And separate your inventory based off the value. So that $40 bag might include all of those pieces that you paid wholesale under $12 for, maybe. I'm just making this up as we go right now, y'all, but this is something to consider. And then also your $25 bag might be that inventory where you just need to at least get your money back on it. You've had it for a while. It's not the most stylish anymore. It's out of season, out of whack, and we just need to get some money for it. So that is an option. Make it fun. Who wouldn't want to sit and stuff bags all day? Like, make it fun. So basically, a goodie bag is the same concept. We have goodie bags all the time on our website. We do 3 for $75, 2 for $50, and it's different styles. Like we said, that might be trendier pieces that are top sellers, but we're sitting on the style, the size of that style, or it could be a piece that may not have been a top seller and we just need to get rid of it. Or it could just be that everything's selling, everything's killing, but this is a great incentive for us to make more revenue. People like surprises. People like gifts. So it's a great incentive. And we've been doing goodie bags for about a year now, and we have not been without them. Every time we put them up online, they sell. So people like mystery. They like not knowing what it is. And I think that's super exciting as a design house to offer that. And even in wholesale buying, guys, this is something great to consider. So goodie bags is another great plus that you guys can have online for Black Friday in addition to your discount. And if you're not doing a discount, this is a great promotion just to engage with your consumers, guys. All right. Now, I want you guys to also understand the importance of promo emails right now. Email blasts are everything. If you are not sending emails, you are missing out. Email campaigns are so lucrative for us. We send emails 3 times a week, and we're about to turn it up to 5 times, but we send emails nonstop. We have a really dope graphic designer. Shout out to the Leash Agency. Leash gets us together. So Leash makes these really dope promos for us. And what we do is with our promo schedule, I told you guys about once we first started today. I told you guys I have a promos calendar, and what I do is I keep track of literally everything from our social media posts to our text messages that have to go out in a blast format, our email blasts, our follow-up emails, everything. So we schedule everything out. So Leash makes content for that email blast that coincides with the promotion. That's literally what she does. And we schedule those emails each week. We stay on top of them, and we can see the revenue coming in from those email blasts. Schedule emails. Excite people. Let them know 40% off is coming on Friday at 5 p.m. Let them know that 25% is coming. Let them know the goodie bags have arrived. Let them know that goodie bags have restocked. Communicate with your customers through email blasts. I personally love Irregular Exposures emails. So if you guys aren't subscribed, subscribe to Irregular Exposure so you can see our emails. They're super dope. Another brand that I love their email blast is BeFly LA. Shout out to BeFly. She had on BeFly today. So I love her emails. They're super simplistic, and that's what I like, is they're straight to the point. It's just new arrivals nonstop. So I really love that. Another brand I love is Sorella. Check out SoSorella.com, guys. Their emails are killer. Like, the graphic design team is next level. So check out Sorella's emails too. But I want you guys to start getting inspired by getting on some of these email lists so you can see how the email campaigns come out. And I also like KKW Beauty's emails. I've been getting their emails lately, and they're really dope too. So subscribe to some email list so that you guys can get some promotional emails to help you guys out. Now, I told you guys as well that we send text messages. So we schedule text messages with each promotion as well. So we send emails, we post on social media, and we text our customers. We use the app, major gem right here, y'all, SMS Bump. S is in Sam, is M is in Mary, S is in Sam, Bump, text. Consider this, all right? This is a really dope system that's built in through Shopify, and you guys can schedule text messages. You can filter through your list of customers to send text messages to only people that have shopped within a certain amount of time. However you would like to send a text, you can send it to your entire list of customers, but you can send text messages reminding people of sales, promotions, discounts, restocks, so forth. So we text our customers, we let them know what's up, we let them know what's coming, and we get them excited. All right. Now, I do want you guys to understand, right, the importance of having your own promo calendar. So homework time. I want you guys to create your own promotional calendar that works for you. Basically, this calendar is going to consist of you scheduling out all your posts. That's it. Schedule your social media post, your email blast, right? Your text messages, if you're doing texting, and if you're not at a place where you have, you know, the opportunity to do the texting yet, because it is an additional cost, you have to pay on retainer. Well, not on retainer, you have to pay basically per campaign, I'll say. But they do have retainer options as well with SMS bump. But pretty much, guys, if those are not options, you can still get around that and promote through a lot of free opportunities like DM marketing on social media. Guys, you can set up automated quick replies to customers that will tell them about incentives. You can schedule DMs to go out to customers or new followers. You can even DM and you can DM customers yourself that follow you. So I think it's important to still take advantage of the opportunities to still be as personable as possible, especially during COVID where everything's virtual. Like, that's the new wave. I think it would say a lot about your brand if a live person was involved in some type of DM. And let me tell y'all, I'm a big fan of audio. I send audios all day. So also consider audios. You can do audios in DM. That's like, hey, love, thank you for shopping with us. Thank you for following us. I wanted to give you the opportunity to shop with us on Black Friday. We're having this huge sale and we're going to also have some mystery bags online. So hopefully you can shop with us. Boom. Something that's going to allow people to get to know your brand and trust you and get to know you and be inclined to know more, right? So consider that if you can't do the texting, DM is always great. Not everybody's going to respond, but that's all right. The whole point is to promote and be a street team for yourself in a sense. So that is what Black Friday is all about. All right, y'all. So we talked about a few different things. We talked about doing a pre-Black Friday sale a couple weeks ahead if you can. We talked about mystery bags to salvage old inventory or to also stuff those goodie bags in person if you're doing a pop-up shop. So have those stock and stuffer bags. We talked about 40% off however much you can give off based off of your margin during that huge Black Friday sale with that 40% off average or, like I said, however much you can give. We talked about promo emails, right? Email blasts. And I told you guys to sign up for a few different lists. We talked about SMS bump for texting. We also talked about creating your own promo calendar that has your schedule for when you're going to post your IG stories, your feed posts. Also, guys, reels, you need to be making them. TikToks, you need to be making them. The thing about social media is it always pushes what it wants you to see next. So Instagram always pushes content forward that's coming next. So they just dropped reels, right? All I see on my Explore page is TikToks and reels. That's it. I don't see a lot of anything else. And it's because Instagram wants us to start taking advantage of these new things that they've created, all these new different softwares and applications. They want us to use them to replace the old system, right? So you have to stay ahead and work with that basically by creating that type of content. So create some reels, create some TikToks, all right? So make sure that you guys are also adding that into your promo calendar. Also, do not forget to plan your inventory ahead. So, guys, if you get your products designed like myself, then you know Chinese New Year is coming up. And with Chinese New Year, if you produce in China, the factory's closed for a month. Plus, on top of that, it's not helping that COVID is still very prominent in the U.S. I talked to my factories in China. They are fine. They're like, oh, we're back to normal. We're good. Like, America's the only one still dealing with this. Right. So I think it's important that you guys are planning your inventory as far as possible, ahead as possible if you are designing. And same thing with wholesale. Get as much as you can ahead of time because we don't know what's coming next with COVID. We really don't. And I honestly am scarred after seeing what happened in spring with COVID. I am like so far ahead as far as planning. So I'm grateful for that. It was a blessing and it was an opportunity for me to see so many different ways for me to expand as a whole. But understand that you have to be a extreme planner right now. All right. And do not forget that you must have your street team for those pop-ups. It is imperative. And this is a great time to pop up. Again, people are sick of being in the house. So if your city is open, take advantage of it. Do that pop-up shop. I think that you'll see great results in it because people want to get outside right now. People want to travel. People want to connect. I know I'm sick of being at home. I just got invited to a fashion show in Atlanta and I got so excited, like, oh my God, I'm going to Atlanta. Finally, I get to go somewhere. Of course, being safe and taking all necessary precautions into consideration, but I'm ready to get out of here. So think about how many other people are ready to just get out and connect. So look at those local malls in your area that are doing pop-up shops, holiday events. But I'm telling you guys, the thing about pop-up shops, they are not going to work if you're the person that's just sitting at the table texting while people walk by. You have to engage. You have to be connecting. You have to do something that stands out. And that just makes you extraordinary. So you have to do something amazing at pop-up shops. I've seen people so many times do pop-up shops and say like, oh, it wasn't a great turnout. I actually created a lesson within the Fashionpreneur Academy just on live events because I was like, there's no way you're not getting results with this great inventory. There's no way you're not getting results in person, but you're seeing these results online. It has to be some type of disconnect in person. And that's usually what it is. So make sure that you guys are creating an experience in person. Even if it's as simple as, like I said, having that street team to give out the card and say, come downstairs. Having those goodie bags and those stocking stuffers. Connecting with your customers in person. Asking what they're shopping for. Where are they going in the outfit? Making people feel beautiful and creating a memory. That's what it's about at pop-up shops. And it's a great opportunity for you guys to get some killer content for the holidays to promote your Black Friday sales and your holiday sales for Christmas and New Year's. Like, this is just the beginning. You know, this is the season where this is nonstop. The opportunities for you to make money as a entrepreneur in fashion is endless right now. So take advantage. All right. All right, y'all. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this entry of the Fashionpreneur Diaries as much as I did. Hopefully this helps you guys out a lot. I know that we talked about a lot in a little bit of time, but we covered a lot. You guys have a lot of homework to do. You guys have a promo calendar to create. You have some email blast campaigns to get started on. You have to also look at your inventory and see what can go inside those goodie bags, what can't. And you have to also see if you have time to do a pre-sale. If not, it's okay. And if you're doing those pop-up shops, you have to start gathering your street team, and they have to be people that are killer salesmen. All right. So keep that in mind. And you have to start planning your inventory, designer. So y'all got a lot to do. All right. I wish you guys the best. I hope that it goes well. And I am excited to see you guys' results. So keep me posted. DM me at Fashionpreneur Academy on Instagram. Let me know how it's going for you guys. I'm really, really excited about what's coming for the holiday season. So keep me posted on those sales. And if you have not launched yet and you're in the ideas phase, you're in the design phase, concept phase, it is totally okay. You have every single year ongoing to take advantage of Black Friday as a CEO yourself. So don't worry. Your time is coming, all right? All right, y'all. Well, this wraps another entry of the Fashionpreneur Diaries. I will talk to you soon.